Jim, have you ever heard of that, Bernard O'Shea?
The what now?
M-I-L-O-N.
No,
it's
Mylon.
If you can imagine, instead of having a personal trainer, it's a digital personal trainer.
Oh.
Yeah. So it takes all your vital statistics, it takes a photograph of you, right? Feeds them into a computer, and then the computer feeds them into all the apparatuses around the place.
And you don't have to apply for a visa for America then? That sounds like a digital visa. A digital fitness visa.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Just listen, Bernard. I was here doing stuff, and I looked out the window, and then I saw you. Saw this figure running towards me in a Run With Red t-shirt, and I said, well, we haven't started until 5:30. It was you, an apparition.
I did Run Without Ray.
Yeah.
I had to do Run Without Ray because I have to get home after this.
Right.
And when I ran, I realised, A, I don't know what, I'm only in miles. I don't do kilometres.
Right.
I don't know what, how many kilometres is in the miles. And there was no signs. So I just ran. I just kept running.
Yes.
Forrest
Gump-like.
And I haven't ran in about 10 years.
Okay.
But I spent hours training for this. And so, and I would not recommend it. I'm going to be straight up. Don't run 5 kilometres if you haven't ran in 10 years. And
well,
you're packing
a
bit of weight.
You can walk it. You could have walked it.
I said, if I walk it, what was the point in coming to Alone? What was the point in coming here?
Well, you see, we were going to call it Move With Ray, but it just doesn't have the alliteration.
No,
you know, Run With Ray is a nice, has a nice sort of ring to it.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
Are you good with words? Is there anything we could do to change?
No, I'm not that good. No. No, I have to say, I've lived in that loan. I worked in that loan, as they say. And I don't remember this place being here. It's magnificent.
It's been here 22 years.
Wow.
Yes, it is magnificent. Yeah, it's exemplary. That's the word. That's my word for today. Exemplary.
But do you know what, though, Ray? You have me thinking. I was looking, right, when I finished the run, I went in, let me have a shower inside, and I Googled Dublin City Marathon.
Yeah.
It's in 4 months' time.
Oh.
Have I a chance of doing it?
Well, the experts.
Yeah.
The experts say
you run every day, don't you?
Well, 6 days a week, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the experts say from May, you should be starting from May with a base of 20 miles a week.
So hold on, how many miles did I do today? 3, and I have a driving pain down my right leg.
Right.
So I should be fine, and a kind of a tingling down my left side. But if I can get rid of that, do you think I could do? Would I hockey myself? Would I actually die if I try and run a marathon?
Well, you won't hockey yourself, and you probably won't run the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
You know, you'll walk, and it'll be painful, but when you cross that line, you will feel 10 feet tall.
Well, it's me. I'm trying to do June, July, August, September.
Right. You get a lot of material out of it.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Would I get probably a few hospital visits in 4 months?
Yeah.
Is it possible from zero? I haven't ran now.
I'm not a doctor. I've run the marathon, and that's what they say. From now. But you're giving yourself enough time.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah,
okay,
but I would see professional advice.
So once Ray Darcy said I could do it.
No, I didn't.
That's on the record.
The caveat is seek professional advice. That's it. Never attempt a marathon without referring to a doctor. That's there you go.
Is that what they say?
No, well, I just said it there, and it's official if I said it on the radio. Okay. Yeah. So you're talking about towels, and because you obviously had a shower, you used the towel.
Yeah.
Is that first use, second use?
So this month I write for the Examiner, and my beautiful editor Esther said, "Look, it's a sustainability month there."
Right.
So I wrote 4 articles about sustainability. So this week it's the portal thing, but the only one that kind of when I mentioned
does portal come into sustainability?
I was thinking they could use it as a sustainability kind of workshop, as opposed to, you know, as I put it to you this way, the article does finish with me, "Am I its only fan?"
I'm a huge fan of it.
No.
What?
No, because it was shut down because of other things.
Yes.
I am a huge fan of it too.
Yes.
But it probably needs maybe. And I was.
Well, it's reopened.
Is it open?
Limited hours. Oh yeah,
God,
yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah,
have
yeah.
Change that article. Back.
I think a lot of people said, and I see Fintan O'Toole even wrote about it, was that the time difference probably wasn't factored in, because the other one is between I think Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland, so there isn't a huge time difference.
Okay.
So the fact that while we were doing things, New York were sort of sober and not doing things.
But there should be an Irish guy the other then saying, well, it's breakfast time back home then, you know.
Yeah. Explaining it.
But the
if
towel
you're explaining,
thing
you're losing.
Came about when, so we share loads of stuff, right? We share drinks. When we go to festivals, you share tents. You share a bed with people for most of your life, for God's sake, and bedclothes. But when it comes to sharing towels, people go, ugh, I'm not sharing a towel with someone. And I was kind of going, why wouldn't you? Because when you wash yourself, hold on now, you're looking at me. When you wash yourself with soap, you clean your body. Yes, you clean your body, right? You're hoping that that human is able to clean themselves, right?
Mm.
And then the towel just absorbs the clean water on their bodies.
Yeah.
I found out maybe that
it's an act of trust. It's an act of trust that they have cleaned themselves.
Well, somebody
properly
pointed out to me, think about the last thing you dry and the first thing you dry. Right. So I was kind of, that's fair enough, right? But so I was on holidays years ago with my wife, right?
I prefer not to.
Right. Sorry. I know, but when you think about it, right? But I was on holidays years ago with my wife. And I'll tell you where we were, right? We were in Croatia, right?
Right.
No kids, we were fancy, we were just a couple.
Moving
living the
other
dream, right? Yeah. And went to the shower, I picked it up, and she's, are you using that towel? I just used it, I just dried myself with it. And I was going, oh, are you finished with it? He goes, yeah, but you're drying. I was going, hold on a second, we're sharing a lot more than a bit. Like,
yes.
What is it? What's your issue? And then I started saying it to other people, going, oh, I'd never share a towel.
Yeah.
But when you think of the amount of water it takes to clean a towel, when you think of the amount of drying it takes in a tumble dryer. Now, the problem with drying a towel is, here we go, Ray, here's the big issue. An undried towel out of a tumble dryer is basically you're drying yourself with a piece of corrugated iron. Yes. Don't you put it on a thing. Right, so how do you get it all fluffy and nice? I understand.
How do you get it? Well, you need keep fabric softeners.
No.
No.
No, I found this out through the beauty of the internet and trial and error. You put it on a clothes horse or the large bicycle equipment I bought during COVID and still haven't used, and I'm using it now as a clothes horse. And basically you pick up it and you just ruffle it up every kind of hour or so. You don't let it sit.
A lot of work.
There is a lot of work,
but you're
saving the planet, Ray, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when, so I tried it out with a few friends. I said it to a few people. I said it to about 20 people because I said, there's definitely something in this. And not one person has agreed with me that you should share a towel. There are experts online that say you're going to pass on like fungal infections. It's like, but like how many people have fungal infections? It can't be.
We have a regular chat at home about toothbrushes.
Right.
Right. Now, I'm married to Jenny.
Yeah.
We kiss.
Yeah.
Right.
How regularly, Ray? 5 kilometres a day. I want details for the record.
And yet, it would horrify Jenny if I used her toothbrush.
I wouldn't use a toothbrush.
Ah, come on. Like, what? You wouldn't use...
Stop putting the towel into me mouth.
No.
Like...
All right. I don't know.
And my other argument, sorry.
Yes.
Is tea towels. Come on. Who hasn't used it? You use a tea towel to dry everything and then use a tea towel to dry a plate. That somebody has eaten off of, and you use that again.
Yeah. We're very good at compartmentalising things. You know, so the sort of the rules and the standards we use for one thing, we don't apply them to everything.
Yeah, because people say, oh, health and safety, and you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Ray, I'm not a hero.
Okay.
But not all heroes wear capes.
Share towels.
But most heroes should share towels. Telling you, I'll start a new trend.
No, I don't think you will.
Dermatologists might be making a lot of money.
I don't think you will.
I'll start a new trend. I will. I'll start.
How was it anyway, Bernard? The run?
Yeah, apart from the tingling sensation down my left-hand side and the kind of wonky knee. I'm going to run. I'll tell you what,
if you run the Dublin Marathon, I'd be very
interested. Give me 5,000 euros.
No, we'll follow your progress. Just because it'd be brilliant just to plot it, you know, and have a record.
Do you think
of
I could
it.
Do it in 4 months?
Yes, I think you could. I think you could. If you put your mind to it. Bernard O'Shea with his glorious Runner Ray t-shirt. Thank you very much.
I'll do it.
Yeah, good luck. Right. He says he's just said he'd do it. Quick commercial break.